But there is a much bigger story surrounding that organization and the investigation into allegations of sexual assault and abuse and harassment from 11 years ago. The details were revealed yesterday. It led to Stan Bowman, the GM at the time, 11 years ago, now the president of hockey operations, stepping down. His statement, we talked about it yesterday, that didn't satisfy me. It felt like he basically pointed the finger at John McDonough and said, I don't know what you want me to do about it. That's how I read it. But this is still a story that's unraveling in terms of what happened 11 years ago, who knew about it, how it was handled, how it should have been handled, and the league is still dealing with it moving forward. And Rick West, head of TSN, has been covering this story extensively for months, and he had an exclusive interview that just aired on SportsCenter with John Doe, the alleged victim in this case, and he revealed his identity. It has gone public. It will be out there online, tsn.ca. Of course, you can see it on SportsCenter. And Rick Westhead joins us now. Can you take us through this part of the process, Rick, in terms of you and John Doe, your relationship over the last few months, how you came in contact with him, and how it got to a point where he decided he wanted to reveal his identity and talk about his own story publicly about 10 minutes ago on SportsCenter?
Yeah, I appreciate the opportunity to talk about this, guys. So John Doe is Kyle Beach, a player who was drafted in 2008 by the Blackhawks in the first round, 11th overall, and kind of bounced around in the minor leagues and is now playing over in Europe. And I first had a connection with Kyle months ago covering this story when I asked to do an interview with him by email through his lawyer. So his lawyer took my questions and got answers for them, and we wrote about that at the time. I never actually had a conversation with him until yesterday. So, you know, when we knew that the report was coming yesterday, I, you know, connected to make sure that he was going to have a link to be able to watch the report being made public by the law firm in Chicago that had done the investigation. And after those findings, which were shocking, I had no idea that they were, you know, I've done a lot of reporting on this, and the one thing that the Blackhawks got right yesterday, they came clean and they were transparent about everything here. And it was more than I was expecting. It was definitely more than Kyle was expecting. He talked to me about how he sobbed all the way through as he was watching that, because it gave him validation. You know, he had been told so many times, you're lying, this isn't true, over the last months. And finally to see people believing him was a big deal. And I asked at that point if he would consider coming on TV and identifying himself if the time was right. And he spoke to his mom and to his lawyer. And last night, his lawyer reached out to him and said, are you really sure you want to do this? Are you having any second thoughts? And the response that he wrote by text message was, I'm Kyle Beach. I'm an abuse survivor. I'm going to make a difference. And so away we went forward with the interview today.
Rick, through all of this, there's so many different elements, talking to so many different people. What's the most disappointing thing, whether it be from the Blackhawks, any one individual person? What disappoints you the most, like being a parent yourself and just going through this?
Yeah, that's a tough. There's so many disappointments here, you know, where people had the opportunity to do the right thing. We're focusing on, you know, Kyle and on this guy who was on the verge of hopefully playing in the NHL. But by allowing Brad Aldrich to resign on his own terms with severance money and a day with the Stanley Cup and go on to work with USA Hockey and from there go on to work with the university in Ohio and then go on to work with a high school where he sexually assaulted a 16-year-old boy, and, you know, police actually investigated him for encounters with a half dozen other teenagers. If one person had just put up their hand and said, we've got to act on this now. We've got to tell the police about this. And even if it wasn't the day before the Stanley Cup Finals, like, what if they had said, you know, this is a distraction. We're going to have Aldrich separated from the team. He's a video coach. I'm sure they could find someone to fill that role. And, you know, keep him away from the team. And the day after the Stanley Cup finished, report it to the police. I just can't understand how the decisions were made then. And I know sometimes it can be tough, guys, to kind of look through today's prism and how things were handled in the years past. This was not 1970. It's 2010. And, you know, I think they needed to do better.
Rick, you know, obviously you say you see the report yesterday, and there's a lot to unpack. You know, in your opinion, how many layers is there to this? Because, you know, we're seeing some of the fallout obviously immediately, but, you know, are we talking months before this is all sorted out? You know, kind of, do you have a timeline in your mind of how you think this might unfold, or is it just kind of, you know, kind of wait to see how, you know, the league handles it, and then is there, you know, civil litigation, all of that type of stuff?
Well, we're in the midst of the litigation right now. You know, both the Blackhawks have said they'd like to talk settlement.
Yeah.
What's the number? What number is it going to take? You know, this Kyle, for instance, says that, you know, he was just on the verge of making the NHL. What if he'd gone on to be a star? And what if he was still playing at 31 years old right now in the NHL as a star? How much money would he be making? How much money would he have made through his career? $60 million, $70 million, $80 million nowadays? So how do you put a number on that, and what's a fair settlement? And, the, you know, for the boy who was abused by Aldrich, what's a fair price there? That family's been torn apart. You know, that teenage player is now 24 and is struggling. I talked to his family as well. So, you know, I don't know how they figure these things out, but they're going to have to, you know, come to some number, I guess. And in terms of what happens next on the NHL front, I've got no idea. How is it that, you know, Joel Quenneville's coaching tonight? I don't understand that logic or the decision making. And when the NHL, you know, what are they going to do? Well, their track record isn't great on this. You know, they've talked about setting up a whistleblower hotline for abuse 2 years ago. I've heard nothing about it in 2 years. They promised Hakeem Alyu, you know, a prompt investigation into the claims that when he was playing with the same Blackhawks organization, his career was railroaded because of racism, and he's still waiting on the results of that investigation the NHL promised nearly 2 years ago as well. So, you know, leagues say the right thing. Deeds matter more. Are they doing things from an action perspective to back that up? And I just haven't seen it from the NHL.
Chatting with Rick Westhead, he had an exclusive interview that is now up on TSN.ca. It was airing on SportsCenter. It will remain on SportsCenter and continue to be played throughout the evening and the upcoming days with Kyle Beach, who as of yesterday was known as John Doe, the alleged victim in this story out of Chicago from 11 years ago. And Kyle has decided to reveal his identity and speak out on his story and talk to Rick and TSN about all of the details. Again, I urge people to find it on TSN.ca. Obviously, this became a story when he revealed it to the coaching staff of the organization and how they were supposed to handle it. Obviously, that is what we were talking about yesterday and what came out of the investigation. Can you enlighten me? I may have missed this reporting, but did he take it outside of the organization? Like, did Kyle ever take it outside, tell anyone outside of the organization? How was that handled 11 years ago?
He was told that it was going to be handled. This is the message that he was left with. And so when Aldrich disappeared in the summer of 2010, he, like many abuse survivors, tried to block this out of his mind. He didn't want to deal. How do you deal with something like this happening to you? How do you process that? So he did not go to the police. And it's interesting. Two of the things that I have heard time and again over the last months is, first, how could Brad Aldrich possibly have assaulted, you know, a pro hockey player, a guy in his prime, physically, you know, fit in a way that very few are? Look at Brad Aldrich. He's 5'4", 5'5". Give me a break. How short our memories are. It wasn't that long ago that Sheldon Kennedy came forward and was also met with skepticism and people saying they did not believe him. And he was sexually abused by Graham James. And if you've seen Graham James, he doesn't look like a professional athlete. This is about a power imbalance. And people, even in 2021, need to educate themselves about how this works and how predators prey on their victims. And, you know, that has just kind of left a real impression with me that people have been so skeptical of him to this point because of that.
Well, and obviously the league is still going to investigate in terms of Joel Quenneville, his role in this, Kevin Cheveldayoff, how, you know, he was involved and maybe what could have come of that. And those interviews are coming with the commissioner in the coming days. So this story obviously is not over, and it's a shame it happened at all. And I'm not sure where it goes from here for Kyle Beach, but we'll see. Obviously, your interview can be found up on TSN.ca, and we appreciate you coming on here and breaking down all the details for us. Rick, we'll do it again down the road. Thank you for this.
Hey, I appreciate you guys, and I also want to say I appreciate working at a network like TSN that actually has a culture that allows me to go out and pursue journalism like this. So for any of our bosses who are listening, thanks for that.
All right, Rick. We'll do it again soon. Thank you. There's Rick Westhead of TSN. Again, Kyle Beach speaking exclusively to Rick earlier this hour on SportsCenter. You can find it on TSN.ca. Kyle Beach, as of yesterday, was known as John Doe in this investigation.